Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we reflect on various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. Folks, this week I want to talk about the weather prospects for the upcoming summer season. That's the 2024-25. But I must say that in the recent past, whenever I comment on weather conditions, I typically emphasize grains and all seeds. The reason for that is because a large part of South Africa's grains and all seeds are rain-fed. The area that is under irrigation is quite small. For example, on maize in South Africa, only 20% is under irrigation. On soybeans, about 15% is under irrigation. Sugar cane, roughly 34% is under irrigation. On wheat, about half of the area is under irrigation, but of course wheat is a winter crop and not part of the summer crop season that I will comment on. I sometimes don't put a lot of emphasis on fruit and vegetables. The reason for that is because these are 100% under irrigation. But of course, when we've had a long dry spell and the dam levels are also down, then one does reflect on the fruit and the vegetable conditions in such a tough season. But for this particular season, because we are now at the tail end of the 2023-24 summer crop season and the drought was only to a large degree in about 2 months at the beginning of February all the way into March. Before that, a large part of South Africa received excellent rainfall. And 4 seasons before that, we had received La Nina-induced rainfall from 2019-20 season all the way into the start of the 2022-23 season. We had received good rainfall. And in fact, even in the season that we are closing, that's the 2023-24 season, we received good rainfall at the start up until the end of January. And then we were hit by that drought from the beginning of February all the way to the end of March. And in May, we did receive again the showers. And I'm explaining this to say the dam levels in general in South Africa were healthy. But that doesn't mean that there weren't risks of sunburn on crops. We certainly did hear, for example, from citrus farmers in the Eastern Cape who were complaining that they've experienced a bit of a sunburn on their fruit, which of course does mess up the appearance of the fruit. But broadly, the fruit and the vegetable farmers in South Africa did reasonably well during the summer season. Yes, I'm not commenting on recent events in South Africa where we've been hit by the frost in the northern regions of the country in Limpopo, and that has disrupted vegetable production. But I'm speaking broadly about the weather conditions. So it is in that context where I typically focus more on grains and the oil seeds. Now that is clear, we are 2 months away from the start of the 2024-25 summer crop season. And the early indications that we are receiving, particularly from the International Research Institute for Climate and Society, that's the institute within Columbia University. And in fact, the full name of it is the International Research Institute for Climate Change and Society, Columbia University. Some call it the Earth Institute. They've released their forecast about what they think about La Nina occurrence in the upcoming season. And I would say between roughly around about October all the way up until February next year, 2025, they see the possibility of a La Nina occurrence being over 50%. In fact, even for now, El Nino has subsided. And if you were to look in their July figures, they already placed the possibility of a La Nina occurrence at around about just over 40%. So they are quite confident that we are going into a La Nina season. A La Nina season would be excellent for South Africa because it would mean now we are back from that good run that we had between 2019-20 season all the way into 2022-23 season, where we experienced La Nina-induced rainfall in South Africa. And that led to excellent agricultural season in the country, which is why we had those successive years of excellent harvest. That was on the back of those good rainfall. The season that we are closing, the 2023-24, we were hit by El Nino. But even the El Nino of the recent season, it only hit us mid-summer season, as I've said, February to March. But at the start, we started with good rainfall to an extent that we even thought that this El Nino would perhaps maybe be far weaker. And farmers went out and they planted the even larger area than they had planted a season before because of the optimism that was there. But then between now until the start of the season, which is when around about October for large summer crops and oil seeds, by that I'm referring to grains and the oil seeds, the likes of maize, soybeans, sunflower, sorghum, dry beans and peanuts. When that planting starts in the eastern regions of South Africa around about October, we will possibly have a better sense even from the local weather forecasters as to whether they agree with what the International Research Institute for Climate Change and Society says at Columbia University, where they are seeing this La Nina possibilities. What the South African Weather Service has said, at least at the beginning of this month, they released a report on the 5th of July, and they were saying, look, we are in a neutral state now in South Africa, and El Nino has weakened. We do see possibilities of a La Nina, but it's still weak at this time. We cannot really say much. That's what they've said roughly in their report. And their message was similar to what the Australian Bureau of Meteorology says, because even themselves, they have a forecast that they release every month. And in their forecast, they've placed their view on what they call a La Nina watch, which means that there is a possibility of La Nina, but they cannot put their hand out at this moment and say, we will be seeing a La Nina. But I think that the fact that the indications have moved from an El Nino to a La Nina, that is positive for South Africa and indeed the entire Southern Africa region, because typically when we are in a La Nina period in this region, we see above normal rainfall. And if that materializes, then it is in that framework where I'm saying we are moving possibly towards an excellent agricultural season. Excellent agricultural season, particularly for the rain-fed areas, because for those that are in irrigation, I still think that even if you were now to go and look at the dam levels in South Africa are still sitting at the healthy levels, and the guys would be able to irrigate. But for summer grains, we do need that rainfall. And in fact, I think that a stronger view about whether we are in La Nina or not, as scientists and the weather forecasters, of course, receive that information, will help ahead of the season so that farmers can make up their views as they approach the planting period, which starts from around about October in the eastern regions of South Africa. Then in the western regions, planting typically starts from around about November. And I think by that time, there will already be a view as to whether the weather conditions will really bring this excellent rainfall that we are also looking forward to. The season that we are closing has been difficult, because if you look at South Africa's 2023-24 summer grains and the oil seeds production, the current forecast places a harvest at 16 million tons. That 16 million tons, of course, encompasses maize, white and yellow maize, soybean, sunflower seed, sorghum, groundnuts, dry beans. All of the summer grains are within that. And that is down 20% on a year-on-year basis. But looking at just that, South Africa is still in a far better position than what we see in the continent. If you consider, for example, the likes of Zambia and Zimbabwe, they lost over half of their maize crop because of the midsummer drought of 2023-24. If you ask me why Zimbabwe and Zambia saw such a major crop, did their weather condition get too bad than what we see in South Africa? I think part of the reason is, of course, on the seed varieties that each of these countries plant, because South Africa has a reasonably improved seed varieties on crop. We plant genetically modified crops. They may have contributed on to that and other inputs and the farming methods, which is why the crop losses in South Africa are somewhat relatively smaller than what we see in much of the African continent. So that's a dynamic to put. But I think the central point is that the entire region was hard hit by the 2023-24 midsummer drought. Now, shifting towards La Nina will bring much needed relief for the region and indeed improve agricultural conditions and improve food security situation when we go into 2025 in the Southern Africa region. Now, that's what we are looking at. And I think aside from crops, even for the livestock industry, it will be good to move to a relatively rainy season, although the rainy season bring its own challenges to the livestock industry. But I think moving towards it is good because it improves the vegetation. For the horticultural farmers, although I was saying the dam levels are good, but they can improve. And we will continue to be able to irrigate fruits and vegetables and plant reasonably well as South Africa. But on a season that we are closing, there is still financial impact on the farmers. But I'm still confident that we will be able to go into the next season reasonably well. The financial impact is there in certain farms, but is not widespread into every farmer. And I do think that because we are emerging from 3 or 4 good seasons in grain, summer grains and all seeds, there may be better financial conditions in a number of farming businesses when we were hit by this drought compared to the previous ones. So that's the situation. And we're having that optimism as we go to the 2024-25 season. But I think it will be important for us to watch what the South African weather authorities, what the Australians say, as well as keep an eye on what the International Research Institute for Climate Change and Society at Columbia continues to say. But the views out there at the moment, they give us a sense of encouragement that we may be going to a better season. Folks, that's all I wanted to discuss this week. We'll come back next week with a different segment. As always, my name is Wandile Sehlobo. I'm an agricultural economist based in Pretoria, South Africa. You can follow me on socials, Wandile Sehlobo, across all socials, and also read some of the stuff that we write in my blog. The link for it is in the description of this podcast. And follow the podcast, Mkokeli Podcast, across all socials. Thanks for listening.